To Victoria now, and Tate Street Primary School in East Geelong has struggled with poor academic results. But in 2010, the school's music teacher introduced the marimba to the music program. What's a marimba? Well, to be honest, I had to look it up myself. A marimba is a percussion instrument which produces a happy sound and an infectious rhythm. It looks a lot like a wooden xylophone. And at Tate Street Primary School, they reckon the marimba has not just lifted school spirits, but academic results as well.
If we go for a stroll down to the music room, we can...
Sounds good. Danny, since you've began here at the school, what impact have you seen music, in particular the marimba program, have on the kids' level of confidence and well-being and ultimately academic success?
I think it's made a huge impact. When I started at Tate Street, there weren't any marimbas. There were some xylophones and glockenspiels, but my background is in the community music and folk music sector, where I'd come into contact with these marvellous instruments at folk music camps like Tarramurra and Rose's Gap. Well, I think there's a real opportunity here to do something with marimbas, which is going to be achievable because we could build the instruments ourselves. And at the beginning, the idea of creating the instruments and that level of engagement with the process right from the start of creating the instrument was also a really important element in getting the kids engaged with making music on these weird things that they'd never seen before.
Here's the classroom.
Hi everyone, this is Joel. And say hi, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Great. I'm hoping you'll be able to teach me something today
as well.
This song is called Quave and it's by Walt Hampton.
For me, the connection is that it's a whole body experience. They stand when they play, they can move their feet, they're moving their whole bodies when they're playing. It's a really visual thing, so for children who are into visual patterns, they can see everything laid out in front of them, which you can't necessarily see on other instruments. I teach orally, so they listen for the patterns, they play them back to me. We do lots of kind of echoing in the learning process. So for children who might not necessarily be reading music yet, which we do in our senior music program and some of the kids do in an extracurricular program, it's no barrier. So they can play quite complex things that they wouldn't be up to reading yet because of the way that we teach it and because of the way they process the information.
And some of the students have just started, yet they've been able to fit in really well and they're all playing incredibly beautifully together. What's the secret to all of that?
Lots of their hard work and commitment and a good amount of time allowed for us to work together.
I've got Adam with me at the moment. Adam's on the marimba. Adam, what have you got here? You've got a couple of mallets. What are you trying to do with these things?
Whack them on the marimba.
Excellent. All right, well, let's have a go at this. Let's do this together. Ready? One, two, three.
Hi, my name's Marley and I've been playing marimba for 2 years.
And Marley, tell me about how you came about playing the marimba.
Well, when I first came to the school, like, there was just these weird-looking xylophones, but they're really big. So I went along with some friends to a marimba class and I really enjoyed it, so I just kept playing.
And so you've been playing for a couple of years now. Tell me about that experience. I know the last couple of years you've been playing down at Port Fairy Folk Festival. What's it like playing in front of a live audience?
It's really enjoyable. Like, our teachers say smile at the wall, but I don't do that because it's weird, but like, I smile at the audience because I can see how happy they are. They enjoy it and they dance.
That's a pretty satisfying experience to see someone smile.
Yeah, it's really good.
The name of the composer is Lindsay Pollock and the song is The Garden's Finale.
But things haven't always been as joyful and happy at the Tate Street Primary School. Terry Scott is the principal of the school.
Back in term 1 of 2010 when the music program started, I think the first music teacher lasted maybe a term and a half and decided that the children could not be educated. And that's when I think more by good luck than good management, I inherited an absolutely magnificent teacher, Miss Danny Rocker. They always say that a good leader will surround themselves by good people, and in that respect, I was very lucky. She is an absolute whiz. Her skills, her undying commitment to this school and to these students, and passion for making music has certainly won the students over, and the success of the music program is incredible.
Let's go back into your room now, into your office where we are sitting right now. And there's a tea towel on the wall which says, "I would teach children music, physics and philosophy, but most important music. For in the patterns of music and the arts are the keys to learning," a quote from Plato. That really, I guess, embodies what you're trying to do here.
And it's interesting that that's Plato, because thousands of years ago, those theories started that the real embodiment of education is it lies in music and the arts.
So, in fact, we're playing catch-up in the 21st century.
And we are catching up, too. I mean, that is an astounding thing. I don't know if I was a great believer in it, Joel, 4 or 5 years ago, that I really thought that this would turn around the school so much.
This is one of Andy Rigby's original pieces, Mark Street March.
I'm a bit practical in that I need to see numbers and statistics and results, and to see those results not just in opinion, but to actually see Osvald's, Val's, NAPLAN results improve and continually improve, still improving in the last 5 years, has been amazing. And with our overall performing arts, with the assistance of the song room, with Danny's amazing three bands and a school choir, it's incredible. So to see those results, I suppose, in the practical sense, that's when I was converted. Again, our opinion surveys are going through the roof. It's great to see that their overall general satisfaction of with the school 5 years ago in the bottom 10% of schools in the state, and now it's sort of in the top 20%. So to see that massive change as well it's inspiring to keep going, and it's also, I suppose, makes me pretty proud of how far we've come.
Terry Scott, thanks so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure, Joel. A pleasure.
Reporter Joel Carnegie speaking there with the principal and music teacher of Tate Street Primary School in East Geelong in Victoria.